No more apologies. Back to the kiss. The kiss that ended when he pulled away. Obviously, but he pulled away. "Fuck," he said, running his hand through his hair. "Bad fuck or good fuck? Maggie, I... Oh, bad fuck then." I stood up, but the boat lurched forward, knocking me towards Rob, who stood and grabbed my shoulders, steadying me with his hands. Plural. As in his right and left hand. As in when I looked down, I saw the ring. I'd like to say that I felt as though I'd had the wind knocked out of me, only because it sounds good. It's the sort of thing you should feel when you realize that the person whose lips you've just kissed and bitten and melted into is married. But it wouldn't be true. Instead, I felt numb. Totally, completely numb. Of course he was married. Of fucking course. I took a step back, away from the ring and the hand and the height and hair and scruff and eyes and lips and... Fuck. "Oh," I said. He looked down at the ring on his finger like he'd never noticed it before. Like it was a birthmark or freckle that I'd pointed out to him. "This old thing? Huh, never noticed it." Like that. "Maggie, fuck makes a lot more sense now, I guess." I tried to laugh, but it sounded hollow. "Yeah. I don't know what to say. I'm sorry. I'm drunk, and I didn't think, and..." "Maggie." He reached towards me, with his left hand, the fucker. But I took another step back, half wishing I had stepped back enough to accidentally fall overboard. Half wishing that instead I'd taken a step forward. "It's okay," he said, and I could tell that he was going to continue, but I couldn't stop looking from his mouth to his ring, and it was making me dizzy and sad and horny and then sad again, so I stopped him. "It's not okay. It's not. I'm sorry. If I keep standing here, I'm going to say that so many times it'll lose meaning, which I don't want because I am sorry. I'm sorry. I'm just going to go back inside and leave you to the whole married thing." Despite my escape, there was a problem. I'm sure you've worked it out by now. You're smart after all. I'm going to say it anyway, just in case. When you're on a boat, it's very hard to avoid people. It's almost impossible. Actually,